This week, the community was shocked by the sudden announcement of the departure of Houston Independent School District Superintendent Richard Carranza. Carranza was the second pick to head the New York City school system, the largest in the country, and when the first pick ultimately declined the offer, Carranza became the chosen one. Carranza will be leaving HISD, the largest school district in Texas, in 2 weeks. Well, I guess it's 1 week now. The news broke in Houston via a televised press conference in New York City, where the mayor there announced our superintendent was their new superintendent. Moments before, Carranza broke the news to the school board members via telephone. The next day, the HISD school board held a press conference of its own. HISD Board of Education President Rhonda Skillern-Jones led the press conference, and she was joined by Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner, State Representative Alma Allen, and U.S. Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. And these elected officials spoke about their resolve to work together on HISD's most pressing issues.
I first want to begin with saying that we wish Mr. Carranza well. We hate that he thought the Yankees were better than the Astros. We know better. But the district vision is the same. It does not change. The board has set the vision and the mission, and we are continuing to head in that trajectory.
I wish him well, but we certainly will not let the abrupt departure create chaos for the state's largest school district. Our focus today is the district's 215,000 children, each and every child, enrolled in about 284 schools.
I want to say that at the state level, I will do all I can to assist the district in correcting or providing laws that will allow them to proceed in the manner that they need to provide the very best education for all of the students in the Houston Independent School District.
We want a waiver of the testing until 2019. We want a suspension of the sanctions for us to be able to work with a variety of thinkers, educators, policymakers, business community, faith community, parents, teachers, and others.
You just heard the voices of U.S. Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, State Representative Alma Allen, Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner, and HISD Board President Rhonda Skillern-Jones. During the press conference, the elected officials called for more time from the TEA to solve one of its most pressing issues, what to do with 10 low-performing schools that received a rating from the state called Improvement Required, or IR. The schools are low-performing in that students there are not doing well compared with others across the state on the federally and state-mandated assessment tests. This week, I spoke with Sarah Becker, who, with her husband and her friends, attends as many HISD school board meetings and open forums that she can. She's done so for the past 3 years or so, and in 2016, they started a website and a Facebook page called HISD Parent Advocates. The Facebook page in particular is followed by more than 2,400 people, and the group is known for its post-meeting Facebook Live recap videos. Those recap videos are typically seen at least 1,000 times on Facebook. I spoke to Sarah Becker about the state's IR system and why the Texas Education Agency is targeting 10 of HISD's schools.
In 2015, the state, when they passed the A-through-F law, Representative Harold Dutton added an amendment that said if you are on the IR list for too long, for five consecutive years, then the state shall come in and either close the school or take over the board and appoint a board of managers. Basically remove the elected officials, the democratically elected school board, and appoint a board of managers. The tricky part about all of this is basically that they are under, not only did the legislature pass 1842 in 2015, in this last session they passed a bill called Senate Bill 1882 that provides incentives for districts to partner with outside organizations and we refer to it as chartering, but turning over the entire management of the school, outsourcing the management of the school, the important pieces to an outside entity. Basically, HISD and other districts have already done it around the state under huge pressure. The state has told them under 1882 that they will give them 2 years off of the accountability system. So 1842 is kind of the thumb on their neck, and 1882 is the escape hatch, if you will.
I asked Sarah Becker about what's different about the 10 schools in HISD that made up the underperforming list. She said the accountability system is not working. It is not telling us if students are learning. It is measuring their access to resources.
Is this a racist system?
I think it is. When you see that the end result is only schools in Black and brown communities are, and specifically communities with high concentrations of poverty, are labeled as failing? Yes, that is the end result. Whether that was the intention or not, that's the end result. And so I absolutely think that racism plays a role. This is what racism looks like systemically, right? Because we label those schools, those are the schools that get the label of failing.
The state has given school districts like HISD that have IR schools an April 30th deadline to make a decision on what to do. So far, in HISD, no decision has been made, though the district has held open forums at each of the 10 campuses that are being targeted by the TEA. Sarah Becker thinks the state's largest school district should sue the state.
We believe that in order to stop this threat of state takeover and to get TEA off, you know, take their thumb off of their neck, we do feel like reformation of the accountability system is needed, and that is, you know, the most direct route to that is through the court system. We know that the legislature doesn't really have any intentions of changing that anytime soon. And so we definitely feel like the TEA needs to be held accountable. We are definitely encouraging the HISD school board. And also, again, HISD is the biggest district in the state. We feel like if they take the lead, that other districts will join in. And they need to stand up for their students and for the communities that they serve.
I also spoke to Zeph Capo, the president of the Houston Federation of Teachers. He said that because the law is so new, the Texas Education Agency hasn't been very clear with its guidance to teachers and principals.
The big problem that we have is that TEA has not told anything, but not one of the teachers or principals in any of those 10 schools or any of the rest of our schools, frankly, what the goal is that they need to meet to get off of IR. The state hasn't even decided that yet, and it's March and testing in April. How the heck is any school able to meet the goals and its numbers if they haven't been provided to them before the teaching and the learning is supposed to happen? It's ridiculous. It's a system built on quicksand. So our position on that is that the current policies being put forward by our state are as much of a sham as BAM, and we need to change that, and parents need to listen to it, and teachers need to push and stand up against that. But the likelihood is, because of the law and this is where we are, there's probably going to have to be some type of partnership, and we want that partnership or that partner to be as close to our culture and our values as they absolutely can.
Capo said that the current mood of teachers in HISD is shock.
I think they're shocked, and they are frankly uncertain of the future of the district, uncertain of the future of their careers. I think they have a lot of questions that they want answers to. You know, I think that there's some disappointment. You know, I think that a lot of our teachers had really high hopes for Mr. Carranza. He was very different than our previous superintendent, and there was a tremendously low morale with the previous leadership. And when Mr. Carranza came in, it was kind of a breath of fresh air. It was kind of a renewal of hope that things would be better. And, you know, his abrupt departure, I think, brings back a lot of those deep concerns that, you know, maybe we got our hopes up unnecessarily.
Last night at the HISD school board meeting, the board did not announce any decisions about what to do with the soon-to-be-vacant superintendent position, but Ben Becker, Sarah Becker's husband, who is part of the HISD Parent Advocates Facebook page, he had some words about the departure during his address during the community comment session.
About a year and a half ago, Mr. Richard Carranza went on a listen-and-learn tour upon his arrival in HISD, and he proudly stated many times, "I plan to retire here and be a history teacher." He said he valued community input and parents' input, but there were some of us he was too scared to meet with. Just last month, he said, "I really wanted to be at Wheatley's community meeting, but I had strep throat," then proceeded not to show up to any other community meeting for IR schools. Turns out he's a liar, so good riddance. If I were you, after my employee told me he intended to vacate his duties, I would fire him for cause, and as a contractual employee, highly paid, I would seek to get reimbursement for what you pay to bring him here. Instead of letting him sit in that seat and use our money and resources to send emails to all the parents and teachers and community members about his great legacy. Get him out of this building. Now, the good news, you get a do-over. I encourage y'all to do the hard work of revisiting the vision the beliefs, the policies, not just documents, not resolutions, policies. Do the hard work of passing policies that define what equity is so it's not labeled as a buzzword to people seeking to keep money at their campuses. Define what it means to provide access to all students, including special needs.
For the People's News, I'm Brandon Mueller.